Little Willie wondered why the wolf wanted to walk him home. The wolf was a wild and woolly fellow. When the wolf got him to his door, he asked him to come in. He told the little wallaby that he had candy for a special trick-or-treater like Little Willie. Little Willie walked through the door, a little wary, but none the wiser. As soon as they entered the home, the wolf wrapped his arms around Little Willie's waist, throwing him to the wall. With one rapid movement, he gripped the waistband of Little Willie's shorts. Tugging them down, he wantonly growled over the little wallaby's ripe little rump. He ravenously rubbed his raging erection against the tight little lad's sweet, sweet pucker before driving it in with one hard, quick thrust. The boy squealed out his pain as the man moaned in pleasure above him. It was his first cup of the night. He knew he wouldn't last long with the Little Willie, but Little Willie would never forget. He drove in, thrusting hard and fast, one paw reluctantly clamping over the boy's muzzle. He had to make sure he didn't scare off any of the other trick-or-treaters as he pounded that perfect posterior. 1, 2, 3, 4 times he drove in. It wasn't long now. Oh, the first time was always so too quick, but it was almost always the best. He drove in harder and harder and harder until, with a moan, he filled the little wallaby's rump overflowing with man's seed. With a sigh, he decided that he wouldn't let this one go right away. Oh, Little Willie wasn't done for the night, but he deserved a break. After all, there was many more trick-or-treaters out there, and Little Willie was only the first. And if he was lucky, Little Willie would be his last. But he had a whole night to find a few ones to take the place in between. And when things were slow, there was always Little Willie.